The Code of Ethics for Christ-Centered Recovery Chaplaincy, Addiction Recovery Chaplaincy, is a sacred ministry field. People may come to you carrying shame, relapse fear, family pain, spiritual confusion, and hope that feels fragile. Because the setting is so vulnerable, ethics are not optional. Ethics protect the person in recovery, the chaplain, the church, the recovery group, and the witness of Christ. A Christ-centered recovery chaplain begins with role clarity. You are not a therapist, sponsor, treatment provider, detox worker, medical professional, attorney, probation officer, or case manager. You are a trained spiritual care presence who offers prayer by permission, scripture with consent, wise listening, encouragement, dignity, and referral-aware support. A simple code of ethics begins with truth. Do not pretend to know more than you know. Do not promise what you cannot provide. Do not offer treatment advice, legal advice, medical advice, or secret rescue plans. Say clearly, that is beyond my role, but I can help you think about who should be involved. Second, practice confidentiality with limits. Recovery chaplains should honor privacy deeply, but they must never promise absolute secrecy. If there is danger of self-harm, overdose, abuse, violence, exploitation, danger to a minor, severe withdrawal risk, or credible harm to another person, the chaplain must seek appropriate help. Third, protect dignity. People in recovery are more than their addiction, relapse, drug of choice, or worst day. Do not use their story as ministry content without permission. Do not pressure them to testify publicly. Do not shame them for slow progress. Dignity is part of holy care. Fourth, avoid dependency. A chaplain can become attractive to a hurting person because the chaplain listens, prays, and gives steady attention. That is why boundaries matter. The goal is not to become the person's main lifeline. The goal is to strengthen healthy connection with God, church, recovery accountability, sponsors, counselors, family supports when appropriate, and community resources. Fifth, stay accountable. Recovery chaplaincy should never be a Lone Ranger ministry. Work under church leadership, soul center oversight, ministry protocols, recovery group expectations, or agency guidelines. Use public or visible settings when appropriate. Avoid secret meetings, emotional favoritism, financial entanglement, and unsafe transportation arrangements. What helps? Calm truth, permission-based care, humble limits, wise referral, steady presence, and spiritual maturity. What harms? Savior behavior, secrecy, control, blurred roles, overpromising, and using spiritual language to avoid real safety concerns. Christ-centered ethics are not barriers to ministry. They are the guardrails that allow trust, holiness, and lasting care to grow.